In our home meetings, we just finished reading Hebrews. So I'd like to share with you a few points in this chapter. In chapter 1, verse 6,
在着神使长子到世上来的时候，就说神的使者都要拜他。
And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him.
这里所说的长子我们知道是谁。
When he uses the word first begotten, we know who they're talking about.
这里呢,就指的耶稣基督。
This is pointing towards Christ.
而今天早晨我们在这里敬拜他，乃是按照神的要求和神的盼望，我们在这里敬拜他。
This morning when we come to worship, it's according to God's wishes and according to God's command. So this ought to be a very familiar and very useful verse for us. Let's look at Hebrews 12.
12章第16节。Verse 16.
Lest there be any fornication or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. This speaks of a man named Esau. He was the firstborn. But because he didn't value his birthright, he just gave it up. He ended up giving up a very great blessing. When he wanted it back, he couldn't get it. So this is a very important thing. We know that Esau was a firstborn. Later this birthright was given to Jacob. Let's look now at verse 23, same chapter. Let's start from verse
22. 有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全一人之灵魂，成全之一人的灵魂，并新约的中保耶稣以及所撒的血，这血所说的比亚伯所说的血更美。24节。
But ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Verse 23 speaks of the general assembly and church of the firstborn. This is interesting. They speak of the church as a general assembly of the firstborn. In heaven, there's a church. This church is the church of the firstborn. I'm sure that when we read this, we may not understand it. There's a church of the firstborn? Is there a church of the secondborn? On earth here, we have a First Baptist Church. We even have a Second Baptist Church. No one really calls themselves Third Baptist, Fourth Baptist Church. You know, I know a person, he said, you know, we're the First Baptist Church. What's that? Well, we were the First Baptist Church to organize in this city. So usually you don't have a Second Baptist Church. You always look for, well, there's a Grace Baptist Church. Or some other name. Mandarin Baptist Church. Because they don't want to be known as the second. There is a second Baptist church around here. You can go visit them. So in heaven, is there a firstborn church and a secondborn church? Why is it called the firstborn church? In our Chinese culture, there's a big deal associated with the firstborn. How many people here are the firstborn? How about the secondborn? Third? Fewer and fewer. Yeah, there's always more firstborns than anything else. More secondborns than thirdborns. The third one should I, what?
Okay.
Were you trying to make a joke?
Yeah,
okay, I get it.
Okay.
Well, you know, there's always more firstborns and secondborns, more secondborns and thirdborns. Is it necessarily true, though, that there are more third children than there are youngest children? Well, well, you know, the count between firstborn and lastborn is always the same. If you're not too sure, just think about it. you can ask him. But we weren't going to speak about sibling rivalry or anything like that. I've heard also that in the Japanese culture, there was a great deal associated with the firstborn. Only the firstborn could be the heir. Subsequent siblings have to go out and fend for themselves. So a lot of famous people are not the firstborn, but you told me you wouldn't do this to me.
我感谢就是到二次世界大战以后，日本就不再是完全这个长子承受住。
It seems like after the Second World War, that kind of faded out of
existence.
Yeah, we asked Brother Moriwaki about this, and he said, yeah, after the Second World War, it was kind of everything was a little more equal. But you know, this isn't just a purely Japanese or purely Chinese custom. We see in Genesis even the story about Abraham's offspring. How many sons did Abraham have? Quick. How many did he have?
Okay,
two? Well, let's look at Genesis. Let's look at Genesis
25.
Everybody, let's look at Genesis 25.
创世纪25章, 请大家看一看, 第一节,
Verse 1.
亚伯拉罕又娶了一妻名叫基图拉。 基图拉给他生了新兰、约瑟、米旦、米甸、伊士巴和舒雅，生了几个儿子啊？
How many sons is this? Then again, Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah, and she bare him Zimra and Jokshan and Mida and Midian and Ishbak and Shua.
到底几个？
How many is that?
六个，是不是六个？ 我没数错的话，六个哈。
That's
是不是？
Six, right?
Okay. 哎？ 有没有女儿是吧? 这里没有记载,
Did he have any daughters? Well, they didn't count.
Okay. 第五节怎么说?
What does verse 5 say?
我们一起读好不好? 亚伯拉罕将一切所有的都给了以撒。
And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac.
亚伯拉罕把财物分给他庶出的众子，趁着自己还在世的时候，打发他们离开他的儿子以撒往东方去。
But unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac his son, while he yet lived eastward unto the east country.
前面在二十一章里面告诉我们
in chapter 21,
当以撒断了奶之后
when Isaac was weaned,
那时候他就想要把夏甲和他所生的儿子以实玛利赶出去。
He wanted to drive Ishmael and his mother Hagar away.
你知道以实玛利和夏甲出去的时候，虽然神怜悯他，给他祝福。
You know, when they were driven away, God had mercy on them.
叫他们说将来要成为大国，要十二个族他们中间出来。
That eventually a great nation would arise from Ishmael.
但是从亚伯拉罕那里，他得了什么呢？
But what did he get from Abraham?
当他出去的时候，只有得了一皮带的水。
All he got was a pouch of water.
一皮带的水。
A little canteen of water.
但是因着神的恩典，他在皮尔拉海莱那里看见一口活水井。
But with God's mercy, they came upon a fountain at Beer Lahai.
那里有一口活水井。
A well of living water.
所以夏甲在那里给他取名叫，我也知道那个神，他称神为看顾我的神。
Hagar named the place again as the Lord has
looked after me.
The Lord has looked after me.
但是你想想看，亚伯拉罕八个儿子待遇不一样的。
But you can see that Abraham's eight sons got different portions.
那六个儿子出去的时候带了一点点财物，连水都没有。
You know, the six sons when they left had a little bit of.
因为你知道，圣经里面活水是很重要一件事情。预备在约翰福音第四章里面就告诉我们说，以撒有一口活水井。
In the Bible, this water is very important.
那个井活水井是雅各以撒给雅各的井。
Living water is the water of Jacob and Esau.
Yeah, Isaac.
Isaac.
我想以撒的井也是亚伯拉罕给他的。The same well was given by Abraham.
The same well was given by Abraham.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看那个他。他这个以实玛利出去的时候只有一点点 一皮带的水。
So brothers and sisters, you can see that when Ishmael went out, all he had was just some water.
但是其他一切亚伯拉罕所有的都给了以撒。
But everything that Abraham had, he gave to Isaac.
哦，你先不要说不公平哈。
Well, don't jump right to it and say, oh, that's not fair.
因为这里有很深很深属灵的意义。
Because this has a very deep spiritual meaning.
到底亚伯拉罕给以撒所有的一切是为了什么？
Why did Abraham give Isaac all of his inheritance?
是为了预表一件事情。
To represent one thing.
因为预表属灵的事情是完全整个的给了他。
Everything spiritually was given to him.
以撒预表耶稣基督，对不对？
Isaac represents Christ, right?
所以耶稣基督怎么说？
So how did Christ?
他说父所有的都是我的。
Said that all that is the Father's is mine.
父所有一切都是我的。
Everything that the Father has is all
mine. 对不对？你要想想看，主耶稣讲这句话什么意思
？What does this mean?
主耶稣有多少的丰富
？How many blessings did Christ have?
主说父所一切有的都是给我的。
He said, "All that the Father has is given to me."
弟兄姊妹们，这不是一件小事啊。
This isn't a thing to be looked upon lightly.
所以主说，天上地下所有的权柄都给了我。
Heaven and earth, all the power was granted to me.
腓立比书里面说，那个天上地下地底下远超万民之上的名赐给了耶稣。
Philippians says that everything on heaven and earth and under the earth was given so that
the name above all names. 耶稣基督是谁呀？是承受万有的那位长子。
Christ was the firstborn to receive everything.
耶稣基督是谁呀？
Who was Christ?
神所创造的一切都给了他。
Everything that God created was given to Jesus.
我们最好跟耶稣关系好一点啊。
You know, at best we.
Yeah, we have a better.
We have a better relationship with Christ.
耶稣基督到底是谁啊？
But who is Christ?
刚才我们擘饼纪念主的时候，有一位姊妹说，让我更认识耶稣基督。
During our communion, one sister prayed, "Let me know you more."
我们真的认识耶稣基督和他的丰富吗？
Do we really know Christ and all His blessings?
这是不得了的一件事情啊。
This is an incredible thing.
耶稣基督是长子，所以他承受了主的父的所有一切应许。
Christ is the firstborn, so He receives the full inheritance.
弟兄姊妹们，长子这个是什么意思？我们回到刚才的主题。
What? So back to our original subject. What is the firstborn?
什么叫长子
？What is it?
长子的意思，这个字原文和初熟果是不能分的。
This word firstborn and first fruit, there's no difference in the Bible.
中文里面长子跟初熟果两个完全没有关系，英文里还有一点关系，叫做 firstborn and first fruit.
In Chinese, they really have nothing to do with each other. At least in English, they have the prefix first.
什么叫长子？长子跟初熟果的字根都是叫 bekor.
The root of both of these words in Aramaic is bekor.
这个字的意思你去查查。
If you look this up,
是指的成长、成熟、能够被人享受的果子。
It describes something that is ripe and ready to be enjoyed by someone.
事实上，旧约里面说初熟的果子要献给神是一样的意思。
Same meaning in the Old Testament when they say that to give a first fruit offering.
你不能把青而不熟的果子献给神。
You can't give green fruit to offer to God.
一定要成熟的，首先成熟的给他。
It has to be the ripe first fruit.
所以弟兄姊妹们，什么叫长子？长子就是首先成熟，能够归给神的。
So what is the firstborn? The firstborn is the first that can be offered to God.
以前有一段时间，有一个教会他们讲的信息出了一点真理上的问题。
A while ago, there was a church that brought up a topic that was controversial.
Yeah, 在哥罗西书里面，他说耶稣基督是首生的 firstborn.
In Colossians, they described Christ as the firstborn, the first fruit.
所以有人就说，既然耶稣基督是首生的，他是不是被造的？
So some people asked, well, if he was the firstborn, was he created?
假如耶稣基督是生下来的，那他岂不是可能是受造而不是造物的主吗？
Well then, if he was born, wouldn't that mean he's created and not a creator?
弟兄姊妹，想想看是不是有问题啊？
There's a question there.
所以有一个教会他们讲的真理就出了问题，讲到到底是不是耶稣基督是受造的了？
So this church had to grapple with the thought, was Christ created?
这个大问题。
This is a big question.
但是如果你明白在这里他讲首先的是被造的，被造中间首生的，称为首生的这句话的意思。
But does being created have anything to do with the meaning of this first fruit?
乃是说到它是长子的名分。
No, what it means is the firstborn.
因为它是首先成为那个继承父神产业的儿子。
Because he was the firstborn son to receive everything.
首生很重要。
Being the firstborn is very important.
在亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒之后，他就是两个孙子。叫做雅各跟以扫。
Isaac had two sons, Jacob and Esau.
以扫生下来做长子。
Esau was born first, so he was the firstborn.
雅各极力想要这长子的名分。
Jacob wanted this birthright so badly.
所以有一次当以扫出去打猎回来十分疲倦的时候。
Once when Esau came back from the hunt, he was tired and hungry.
雅各就在那里先煮了一锅红豆汤给他吃。
Jacob had already prepared a stew.
那个汤一定非常非常的香啊。
It must have smelled good. And
他的翻译说这个汤是咸的汤，我的理会是甜的汤。不管是甜的咸的哈。
It doesn't matter whether it was salty or sweet.
一定非常好喝。
It must have been great.
而且非常解渴。
And very quenching and satisfying.
我不知道你心里想是红豆汤呢，还是莲子汤呢，还是什么汤，一定非常好吃。
You know what kind of soup you're thinking of, but you know it was really good.
以扫受不住这个引诱。
Esau couldn't help it.
而且他觉得我快要死了，我所得的长子名分有什么现实的好处呢？
He said, I'm going to die. What good is my birthright?
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道以扫也不是很笨的，他说我要死了，我长子的名分不能承受父亲什么祝福产业。
He wasn't stupid. He kind of recognized his birthright and the possibility of blessing and inheritance.
他如果先死了，就一样也得不着。
You know, if he died before his father, it wouldn't have made any difference.
所以他说，我不如现在跟你交换，拿了这碗汤吃了。
He said, I might as well just trade my birthright with you, just so that I can have some of your soup.
就这样，他轻看长子的名分。
Just like that, he gave up his birthright.
以后他虽然嚎哭切求，求他的父亲把他父亲心挽回。
Afterwards, no matter how much he whined or begged with his parents, he couldn't get it back.
到以后亚伯拉罕给雅各、以扫祝福的时候。
And when Isaac blessed Esau and Jacob,
雅各当然又一次用诡计骗取他的祝福。
Jacob again used some trickery to trick his father.
但是你看见这次以撒一点都没有办法反悔。
But you see here, Esau had no way to get revenge or anything.
以撒失去他的祝福。
以
撒失去他的祝福。
He had to leave his parents.
Esau
lost his blessing.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们就在想，这个祝福这么重要吗？
But was his blessing so important?
这个祝福是属地的，难道真的这么重要吗？
This is just material wealth. Is it really, really that important?
但这里有个重要的原则。
There's a very important thing here.
你或者得着所有父亲的祝福，或者都得不着。
You either get all or nothing.
雅各得着父亲的祝福。
Jacob got his father's blessing.
雅各得着父亲的产业，可以留在迦南地。
He got the inheritance, so he could stay in Canaan.
以扫呢？
What about Esau?
以扫只能跑到以东地去。
The only thing he could do was run to Edom.
神把那个地方赐给以扫。
God gave Esau that area.
他却与迦南地无份无关，再也不能进去。
He never did. He never was allowed to go back into Canaan.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
长子的祝福。
The blessing of the firstborn.
我们从前以为长子是这双倍的祝福。
We thought that we usually consider the firstborn's inheritance just the double portion.
但是你看见在以撒跟雅各身上，不是双倍的祝福，是全部的祝福。
But in the case of Jacob and Esau, for instance, it was just all or nothing.
弟兄姊妹，跟我们什么关系？
What does this have to do with us?
圣经里面讲说，有一个长子所共聚的总会。
The Bible speaks of the church of the firstborn.
谁是这些长子？
Who are these firstborn?
弟兄姊妹，你要晓得圣经的思想。从前有一个很有名传道人，他来过我们这里的。
Once there was a very famous evangelist.
他说神没有孙子，只有儿子。
He said,
God
has no
grandson,
no grandchildren, only sons.
你知道谁先讲这个话吧？
Who said this?
大家记不记得？
Do you remember?
我从前以为是我的哥哥周祖培讲的哈。
At first I thought this is my older brother.
Moses Chow.
你们不要传出去啊，周祖培牧师不是我的亲哥哥，他是独立是我的兄长。Not really his brother, just his brother.
我名字太像了。
The names are too similar.
你知道有一次这个我到某个地方去讲道。
Once I went to, you know, such and such a place.
有一个年轻姊妹很高兴，哎，你是周祖培牧师，是很好。
And she went, oh, you're Peter Chow.
周祖培，他说我知道你一定还有个弟弟叫做周再培。
You must have a younger brother named 周再培。
我说什么？
And he said, what?
他说不很对吗？你哥哥叫周祖培，你叫周同培，你的弟弟叫周再培，叫做祖同在。
He said, you must have a brother. That way that the three names work out to say God is with us.
真是这个姊妹真是聪明啊。
This lady was smart.
可是我父亲没有想到这个名字。
Too bad my parents hadn't thought of it.
但是后来我发现这句话也不是周祖培牧师讲的，他说神只有儿子没有孙子，不是他讲的。
But it wasn't Moses Chow who said this.
最早开始是 David Duplessy 讲的。
First one who said this was David Duplessy.
他有一篇很短的文字叫做神只有儿子没有孙子。
He had a very short essay saying that.
这一篇文章的信息就是要需要每一个人他自己接受耶稣基督做他的生命，接受神所给他的救恩，才能成为神的儿子。
This essay said that each man for himself must, you know, accept Christ and have a personal relationship to be the son of God.
神只有儿子没有孙子。
God only has sons, no grandsons.
但弟兄姊妹，是不是有很多次子、三子、四子、五子、六子，一直排到我们要排到几万级、几百、几亿、几千十万、
yeah, but
几万号了哈？
Aren't there a lot of when you have a first and a second, third, fourth, all the way down to 10,000?
那么耶稣基督是长子，谁是次子啊？
If Christ was the firstborn, then
彼得是次子，对不对？
Peter? Yeah,
那么排完十二个以后，第十四个儿子谁？可能是保罗。
14th, maybe Paul.
是不是这样排的？
Is it in this order?
那排到你我的时候，我们第几号啊？
When you get down to us, you know what number are we? You can't even count, right?
对不对？弟兄姊妹，这不是神的思想。
This isn't the purpose of God.
我相信，在神的心意中间，每一个人都应当成为长子。
I believe that in God's eyes, each one of us can be a firstborn.
你想一想看。
Let's think about this.
神是不是盼望我们每个人都像耶稣基督一样丰满的身量？
Didn't God hope that each one of us would be Christ-like?
正如在圣经里面找不到神的孙子。
Just as in the Bible, you can't find the grandchildren of God.
我跟你们挑战，圣经里面也找不到次子的名字。
In this Bible, you still can't find the second born of God.
因为我们不是神的次子。
Because we aren't God's second born.
我们每个人都是神的儿子。
We're God's sons.
有一天我们要成为神的长子。
One day we'll be his
firstborn.
His firstborn.
叫我们能够在那个长子所共聚之会的总会里面。
So that we can be in this church of the firstborn.
承受神的产业才是长子。
Only those who receive God's blessings are the
Firstborn. 刚才我问这里有多少长子，很多弟兄姊妹举手，很多弟兄们举手，也有姊妹举手了哈。
A while ago, we asked, you know, who's the firstborn in their family.
我在家里，男的我是老大，全部来我是老二。
In my house, I was the firstborn son, but I mean, I had a sister, so I was really the secondborn.
但是在神的家中，我不是次子。
But in God's church, I'm not in God's family. I'm not the secondborn.
因为假如有神的次子这个观念的话，我连次子都轮不上。
Because if he had it that way, then I wouldn't even make secondborn.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意做神的次子吗？还是你能不能做神的次子？
You want to be God's secondborn?
我告诉你，你不是神的次子，你是长子。
If you're not God's secondborn, you're his firstborn.
每一个神的儿女都是长子，都要得到长子的名分。
Each of God's children is the firstborn. Each
of us will receive the inheritance. 我们基督徒太懒惰了，说哎呀，好了，那些祝福别人去拿，我不要拿了。
Yeah, sometimes we're too lazy. We'll say, well.Other people can get the blessing.
太谦卑了，我不需要这些。哎呀，感谢主，神祝福别人就好了，不要祝福我。
They're too humble. They say, "Oh, well, other people can get blessings. It's all right. I don't have to get them." 其实
你是完全不知道神的心意。
But then you don't understand God's heart.
神要你做长子。
Because God wants you to be the first.
因为他要你做长子，可以承受父亲的祝福。
He wants you to receive this inheritance.
弟兄姊妹们，我讲的是个新道理，是不是
？Is this a new concept?
如果你把它叫做出熟的话，你就明白，主耶稣是出熟果，我们也是出熟果。
If you think of this in terms of first fruits, then you see that Christ was the first fruit, and we can be the first fruit.
我们要像他一样。
We have to be like Christ.
因为出熟果的意思就是说，在这里一个完全的榜样已经摆出来了。
Because this idea of first fruit means that we've already had an example before us.
圣经里面怎么讲？他叫我们长成满有基督长成的身量，丰满的身量。
How does the Bible say it? It says that we have to be like Christ in the
full stature.
In the full stature.
弟兄姊妹们，如果耶稣是长子，我们呢
？If Christ was the firstborn, what about us?
很多人心里想，我们是次子，不是次子。
We're not secondborn.
我不晓得为什么，我们的脑筋还是转不过来。
I don't know why our minds can't.
你还不相信神要呼召你做长子
？You may not believe yet that God wants you to be the firstborn.
你想，我从前听到道理都是讲耶稣是长子，我们是次子。
You know, I've always heard, oh, Christ is the firstborn, and we're.
我告诉你，圣经里没有讲次子，只有讲众子，没有讲次子。
But the Bible never speaks of a secondborn. It only speaks of a
众长子，众子之外还是众长子。
What's a 众子？
Son, many sons.
The Bible only speaks of many sons.
圣经里是说的，希伯来书第二章是说，耶稣基督要领许多的儿子进入荣耀里。
In Hebrews, it did say that Christ would lead many to
many sons.
Many sons.
那些长子都是领进荣耀里，都是成熟的。
These are all ripe. They're mature.
弟兄姊妹们，神呼召我们的目的，要叫我们作为成熟、成长、满有基督身量的人。成熟、成长 ，full grown。
Christ wants us to be full grown and mature。
满有基督身量。
And
with the full stature of Jesus.
Full stature of Christ。
这是神的心意。
This is God's
弟兄姊妹，你要不要在这里一同和我们思想，到底你想想神的救恩是怎样的救恩？
This is the kind of salvation we receive.
神不愿意我们做一个半途而废的基督徒。
Christ doesn't want us to be a half-hearted Christian halfway.
神也不要我们走在路上好像旷野倒闭一样。
Also doesn't want us to walk on the road as if it's a
弟兄姊妹们，怎么样能够做一个满？怎么样做一个长子呢？
Then how do you become a firstborn?
长子继承了神所给他的产业。
The firstborn receives that inheritance.
神的产业是什么
？What's the inheritance？
神所给我们的产业都在圣灵里面。
It's the spiritual inheritance.
In the Holy Spirit.
In the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，明不明白我所在讲的
？Do you understand what I mean？
我们接受了基督，圣灵住在我们里面，以致我们承受基督为业。
When we receive Christ, the Holy Spirit dwells within us, and that is the blessing.
圣灵就是我们丰满的赏赐。以弗所书这样，我们看以弗所书第一章好不好？我觉得弟兄姊妹们在这里有点脑筋转不过来啊。我们看看以弗所书第一章怎么讲。
What does Ephesians 1 say?
也许我讲的太深了，弟兄姊妹们一下听不懂。
Maybe it's kind of deep.
以弗所的第一章怎么说的？
What does it say?
第一章第十节。
Verse 10.
神要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，是天上地下一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。
That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
十一节，我们也在他里面得了基业，是原是那位凭随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得到称赞。
11 and 12. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ.
第十三节，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
13. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得的称赞。
Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession and to the praise of his glory.
弟兄姊妹们，我们得的圣灵就是得的基业啊。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, we're receiving an inheritance.
上个礼拜二晚上，我为了弟兄姊妹们祷告。
Last Tuesday when we prayed.
在我们祷告聚会的时候，我求主释放他的恩赐给所有神的儿女。
We ask God to release His Holy Spirit upon all.
一切的恩赐都在圣灵里面。
All blessings are in the Holy Spirit.
生命、能力、智慧、丰富、权柄都在圣灵里面。
Power, knowledge, blessings, all are in the Holy Spirit.
哥林多前书十二章、十四章、十三章讲到爱，讲到恩赐。
First Corinthians speaks of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
我很高兴看见弟兄姊妹们对我们做见证。
I'm happy to see those who have a testimony.
他说我在聚会里面遇见主的同在。
They say that in church they came across God's.
在祷告聚会里面。
They felt God's presence.
而且他觉得当我祷告的时候，我有信心。
They felt that when I pray, I have faith.
我从前不敢为着病人祷告，现在我敢为着病人祷告，因为我有信心。
Before I was afraid to pray for sick people, now I'm confident.
弟兄姊妹们，哈利路亚！因为信心是在圣灵里面的恩赐。Faith is a gift
of the Holy Spirit.
你看看哥林多前书十四章告十二章告诉你，信心是在圣灵里的恩赐，这一个。不是我们得救的信心，是相信神要做事的那个信心，是在圣灵里恩赐。
First Corinthians 12 tells us that faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit, not saving faith, but the faith that God will do things in it.
他说我有把握神听我的祷告，要照着我所祷告的成全。
I have faith that God will listen to my prayer.
Hallelujah! 这是一个长成的儿子能够承受产业的。
This is something that only a firstborn could claim.
赞美神
Praise God.
弟兄姊妹，我相信神要把许多的恩赐给我们。
I believe that God wants to give us many, many blessings.
但是你要有长子的名分和地位才能承受。
But you have to have a firstborn's attitude to.
或者我在这里特别要强调，圣经里所说的长子的意思是承受产业的意思，跟儿子的意思在跟罗马书里面讲的是一样的意思。长子的意思是特别讲的承受产业的。
The firstborn's purpose is to receive that inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是能够承受圣灵作为我们的基业？
Are we ready to receive this inheritance of God?
从前我们讲到圣灵的时候，很多人害怕。
Before when we spoke of the Holy Spirit, everyone was a little bit afraid.
因为我们所了解的圣灵是一种奇怪的工作。
Because we understood the Holy Spirit as something that was a little strange.
或者有些奇怪的表现
or, you know, strange actions, strange
说出他不明白的话来
you know, speaking and babbling not things that you can't understand
但弟兄姊妹们当你成熟的时候你能够承受圣灵为基业的时候圣灵不是一件奇怪的事情
but when you become more mature you realize that this isn't a strange thing at all
凡我一切所有的都在圣灵里面。
As a matter of fact, all that you have is of the Holy Spirit.
我对于属灵事情的了解在圣灵里面。
Understanding is within the Holy Spirit.
我的聪明智慧在圣灵里面。
Knowledge is within the Holy Spirit.
我的思想能够被他改变在圣灵里面。
The changes in attitudes are brought about by the Holy Spirit.
我能够行为改变是在圣灵里面。
Any change is brought about by the Holy Spirit.
每一件事情都在圣灵里面。
All is within the Holy Spirit.
离开了圣灵，我什么都没有。
Outside of that, I have nothing.
在圣灵里面，样样都有。
In the Holy Spirit, you have everything.
他是我的能力，他是我的智慧，他是我的知识，他是我一切的丰富。
The power and knowledge, everything. The Holy Spirit is everything.
不能离开圣灵。
You can't leave the Holy Spirit.
我们做基督徒离开了圣灵，就什么也没有。
As Christians, when we depart from the Holy Spirit, we have nothing.
多少人不明白这件事情？
Many people don't understand that.
因为你还没有一个心智成熟到说我要承受圣灵为基业。
Because you don't have a heart that says I want to receive the Holy Spirit.
你没有长子的名分。
You don't have the
你没有这样一种了解。
The understanding.
求主恩待我们，当我们明白神没有呼召次子，只有长子的时候。
When we understand that there are no second born but only a first born,
神要我们得到上好的基业。
And we realize that Christ wants us to receive the full inheritance.
神说我呼召以色列为长子。
God says, I call Israel to be my firstborn.
旧约里面是不是讲神呼召以色列做长子？
Wouldn't you say that in the Old Testament, Israel was God's firstborn?
所有以色列人都是长子，看见没有？
All Israelites are the first ones, the chosen ones.
以色列人没有一个不是长子。
They're all firstborn.
因为神愿意他们作为神自己的儿子来彰显他的荣耀在世界上面。而这一个只有承受迦南地为业的那些以色列人能够做到。
Because God wanted the people of Israel to be his children, and only those who would accept that they were God's chosen people would be his firstborn.
所以他叫他们都长子。
So he called them all firstborn.
我知道长子有很多名字，圣经里说以法莲、马拿西、长子、次子，这些问题我都知道。
There's a lot of questions between older and younger, like Ephraim and Manasseh, so forth.
但是我要特别提到神的呼召，新约中间要以色列做长子，现在也他叫他教会作为长子。
Just as God called Israel in the Old Testament to be his firstborn. Now he's calling the church to be his firstborn in this New Testament.
所以才有长子是做共聚的总会。所以才有诸长子所共聚的总会。The assembly of...
Oh, okay.
Therefore,
you have the church of the firstborn.
弟兄姊妹，让我说一件事情。
Let me say something.
有一天在天使在那呼召所有长子到上面来的时候，
One day in heaven when all the firstborn are gathered together.
他是呼召谁啊?
Who is the firstborn?
呼召我们所有这些人。
We're all the firstborn.
满有基督长成的身量。
We have a lot of Christ.
我要告诉你，当他在呼召所有长子上来加入这个总会的，我要上去。
When all the firstborn are gathered, I want to be there too.
你不要等叫呼召次子，没有的。
Don't wait for the gathering of the secondborn.
你说我
自己
过分来做三子，三子也没有的。
Thirdborn even less likely.
只有长子所共聚的总会。
Only the firstborn is gathered together in the church.
这些人是完成基督的旨意，成为长成的丰满、身量像耶稣基督的人。
Only those who are faithful to Christ who
be like him
will be like him will be gathered in this church of the firstborn.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要不要好好追求主啊
？So do we want to pursue seek the Lord?
我们要不要好好的亲近主啊
？Do we want to
做那些？
Draw nearer to him?
我们要不要得着圣灵的丰富啊?
Do we want to receive the Holy Spirit's blessings?
我们要不要被圣灵充满啊?
Do we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
我们要不要得着圣灵的恩赐啊?
Do we want to receive the blessing?
你说我不要。那你要什么?
No, then what do you want?
你是不是像以扫一样呢?
Aren't you just like Esau?
你就反正我要死了，我得不到产业就算了吧。
Well, I'm going to die anyway, and that blessing won't do me any good. Forget it.
不。
No.
我巴望在这里每一个听见这样信息的人都做长子。
I hope that every one of you who hear this will want to become the firstborn.
你不要有一天到主那里说，哎，我没听见，我不晓得要做长子。
Don't go up there and say, God, I didn't know I was supposed to be firstborn. Oops.
Hallelujah. 但愿每一个人都明白，我们都不愿意做次子。
Everyone understands that we don't want to be the second born.
我们要做长子。
We want to be the first born.
当那一天天使呼叫，当那天众使者们聚集的时候，当我们聚在耶稣面前的时候，每一个人都说，我是来承受产业的。
Everyone will go, I want to receive my inheritance.
因为圣灵在我的里面。
Because the Holy Spirit is within me.
神把各样的恩赐已经先让我先尝了。
Christ already allowed me to taste all these blessings.
弟兄姊妹们，地上的事情啊，慢慢要从我们身上过去。
You know, the things of earth will pass away slowly.
我越来越觉得啊，当我们过了中年之后，我们更需要有清楚的决断，到底我们要拣选什么。
As we get older, we need to really know and to really decide what we're going to have.
前些日子，我又听见有一弟兄，他是在世界上面非常勤奋的人。
Once I came across a person who had a lot of worldly goods.
他在他的工作的岗位出了多少多少的文章。
He had so many and so many papers published.
他想要在他那个研究的范围之内做最好最有领导力的人。
He wanted to be the best
leader. 到现在他几乎精神崩溃。
Now his health is gone.
他是基督徒。
He is a Christian.
也是一个蛮爱主的基督徒。
And he loves God.
但是不是最爱主。
But he didn't love God the most.
当他拣选世界上事情跟属灵事情的时
候。When he had to pick between spiritual and material.
他要等到世界上事情做完了他有机会做属灵的事情。
And he had to wait for the material things to pass away before he pursued the spiritual things. Look at how pitiful that is.
好在他在主里面有一点根基，很多弟兄姊妹为他祷告。
It's good that he, at least he had some root and everyone was praying for him.
他到现在有很多的 depression, 很多很多的压力。
Now he's got a lot of pressure on him and he's very depressed.
因着神儿女的帮助他可以过去。
Hopefully with the children of God's help, he can get through.
但是感谢主，神给他长子的祝福。
Praise God, he was given a blessing.
他神要他做长子。
Christ wanted him to be firstborn.
要他离开这些叫他心中烦恼、有压力这种中年的危机。
He wanted him to leave all these problems and anxieties.
专心追求属灵的事情。
To concentrate on these spiritual matters.
我们地上的祝福可以失去。
Our material things we can allow to pass away.
我们地上一切所追求的可以落空。
We can just let them go.
但是属灵的事情永远不落空。
But we can't let go of our spiritual things.
神要把他自己完完全全给我们。
Christ wants to give himself to us.
像基督从父神领受一切的丰富一样。
Like
Christ
receiving the blessing from the Father, so we want to receive the blessing from Christ.
有一天当号筒吹响的时候。
When the trumpet's down,
我们在他的里面聚集。
We'll be
gathering
with him.
我们要在那里呼着高声欢呼说，感谢主，今天神把长子的名分赐给我。
I want to say, praise God, He's given us the firstborn's blessing.
弟兄姊妹，你相不相信你是长子？
Do you believe that you're the firstborn?
你愿意做长子？
Do you want to be the firstborn?
还是你还是想我是次子，耶稣是长子，我不是长子。
Or are you still thinking I'm second, Christ is first? I'm second born, Christ is firstborn.
我告诉你，圣经里面没有次子的教会。
You know the Bible never said that.
圣经只有长子的教会。
There's only the church of the firstborn.
你管他叫做圣子也好，你管他叫什么名字都好。
You can call it whatever you want.
圣经里叫他做长子。
The Bible calls it the firstborn.
哈利路亚！当那一天我们要在他那边聚集。
On that day, we'll be with him.
一切的丰富，神所有的祝福都在里面。
All blessings will be given to us.
求主改变我们的心思。
We pray that God will change our thinking.
改变我的意念。
Change our attitude.
我知道很多年轻人在这个时代中间受许多压力影响。
I know that a lot of young people in this generation have a lot of pressures on them.
我特别为了年轻人祷告，叫他们立定心志跟随主。
Especially pray that those will follow Christ.
这个世界很快就要过去。
This world will soon pass away.
这个世界很快很快就要过去。
Really, really fast.
但是我们爱主跟随主，生命长进，得着产业，成为长子，与基督一样，成为神所神所悦纳的。
But those of us who follow God, who want to be the firstborn,
永远不会失望。
We'll never be disappointed.
求主叫我们立定心志。
We pray that God will lead us.
主耶稣，谢谢你呼召我们作为你的儿子。
Lord, I thank you that you've made us your firstborn.
你呼召我们不仅做儿子，还要作为长子。
Not only sons, but firstborn sons.
叫我们能够继承父的产业。
So we can receive all your blessings.
像耶稣基督继承了父的产业一样。
Just as Christ received God's blessings.
赞美耶稣，我们把荣耀归给你。
Praise you, Lord, we give you all glory.
在天上那里有诸长子所共聚的总会。
You say that in heaven we'll have the church of the firstborn.
我们心中何等的切慕。
Our hearts so look forward to that, Lord.
所以主耶稣，求我们在地上的时候，求你照着你的心意磨造我们，成为你的样式。
So Lord, as we're on earth, please let mold us after your image.
你怎样是长子，让我们也做长子。
As just as you are firstborn, let us be firstborn.
让我们每一个人都满有基督长成的身量。
Let every one of us be like Christ.
让我们的生命中间被你的圣灵所充满。
Let us be filled with your Holy Spirit.
让我们所做的每一件事情从圣灵里面出来。
May every one of us have a spirit come out.
让我们的生命改变。
Lord, change our lives.
让我们得着恩赐。
Let us receive blessings.
让我们充满了爱来服侍神的儿女。
Be filled with love to help others.
让我们来传扬福音。
Let us spread the gospel.
让我们能接受各样的击打。
Let us receive your blessings.
甚至十字架。击打 chastisement.
Let us also receive your chastisement just like the cross.
让我们的生命有大的改变。
Let our lives be changed, Lord.
因为我们知道你要把我们磨成你儿子的形象。
Because we know you want to mold us into the image of Christ, the full stature of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
因此我们举起我们的信心眼睛来仰望你。
Just as we look up forward to you.
叫我们经历一些苦难的时候。
When we have troubles.
让我们知道那是暂时叫我们忧伤。
Let us know that it's for our good.
叫我们能够得到完全像基督耶稣的生命。
Let us be, molded into full stature of Christ.
我们特别为了年轻人祷告。
We pray especially for young people.
当他们在年幼的时候，就立定心志来跟随你。
That while we're young, we can follow you, Lord.
我们决定要跟随你，像耶稣一样。
We want to follow you, just be like Christ.
主，我们也为中年的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
Middle-aged people.
当我们人生走到一半的时候。
When we're halfway there.
叫我们知道。
Let us know.
什么是我们所拣选的。
What we choose.
我们愿意拣选耶稣基督。
We want to choose Christ.
好叫他成为我们的祝福和产业。
So that that he may give us his inheritance, Lord.
我们也为了年长的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
We also pray for those who are old.
他们正在往前的路上，快要进入荣耀。
Just as they're almost there, Lord.
让他们坚持到底。
Let them receive.
Persist.
Persist. Let them persist, Lord.
让他们得着神所应许的产业。
Receive the inheritance
of the promise.
主
耶稣，谢谢你，因为我们的神儿女都是有知识的。
Thank you because we all have this knowledge.
我们知道你要把一切的祝福赐给我们。
We know you want to give us the inheritance.
只要我们长成像基督的样式。
Just as long as we grow to be firstborn like Christ.
谢谢你呼召我们。
Thank you for blessing us.
谢谢你赐下圣灵来。
Thank you.Thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.